In a recent minute, I called out four factors: defined outcomes, clock time efficiency, scale efficiency, and variation bottlenecks that drive whether a problem is particularly suitable for machine learning. I already explained how ML can take advantage of the computer's clock time learning efficiency to play thousands of games of chess to your one, but problems like running a PPC program don't lend themselves to simulation or digital replay of a vast history. Unlike, say, technical trading strategies, which can be tested against decades of detailed market movement data, your PPC program's history isn't rich enough and historically relevant enough to simulate future strategies. If the machine learns at the same clock time as you do, it's not going to beat a competent analyst's learning curve. But clock time efficiency isn't the only place machine learning can excel. If you have a small PPC program with 20 keywords and 2 ad groups, you ought to be able to learn what works and optimize it faster and better than an ML program. But if you have thousands of keywords and dozens or hundreds of ads, chances are human optimization is going to focus on a very small set of levers and ignore most of the smaller ones. Most humans managing large PPC programs, even when we're paid to do it, don't pay attention to a lot of the smaller elements. If you have a problem where there are lots of potential levers, but you don't have time to focus on more than a few, you may have a good ML problem set. That's scale efficiency. Not every problem is like that. Lots of problems have only a few levers or variables. And a PPC program is a good example of a problem space that can fall on either side of that particular line.